Let's speak to Edward Corrigan. He's an international human rights lawyer, and he joins us via Skype from Ontario. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Corrigan. Now, over the course of the Saudi war against Yemen, this question has popped up a lot when we see images, the ones that we've seen today, as are there no red lines, no rules of war that Saudi Arabia adheres to when it comes to Yemen?
I would say the answer to that is no. The Saudis and the United Arab Emirates and their allies, but mainly the Saudis and the UAE, have been bombing civil infrastructure. I think last week they destroyed and attacked an education center. These are civilian facilities, and the attack just today, I guess, or yesterday, is that was on a residential area. Part of the problem is that the Saudi aircraft are afraid of attacking, you know, military positions because they can get shot down. So they tend to focus on, you know, soft targets where there's no defense, which of course means it's the residential areas. And they have been, you know, systematically destroying the infrastructure in Yemen over the past 2 years. So you've got, you know, horrific destruction, hospitals, water supplies, sanitation, even food production. All of these things have been attacked by the Saudis and their allies. So this is like a war against the people of Yemen, and it is a war crime because it's targeting civilians and also, you know, preventing, you know, medicine, gasoline, other food, other necessities from getting into the country, which is why the attack on the port Hodeida is very, very important, where the Hutus and the people who live there are fighting to defend their country and defending their homes. And the people who are attacking them are largely paid mercenaries by the Saudis, the United Arab Emirates. And they have, the Saudis and their allies have lost a lot, have suffered tremendous casualties, but the attack is still mounting now. It's going on for weeks. They're still fighting over the airport. The reports are mixed. Sometimes the reports that the Saudis and UAE are in retreat. Other times it says that they've taken the airport. But apparently the attacks now are getting into the residential areas of the city. So this puts, you know, hundreds of thousands of civilians in a position of that they're very much at risk. So,
right, but Mr. Corrigan, let me just jump in there. There are clear human rights violations taking place there. There are clear violations of the rules of war and international law. However, at the same time, we are not seeing that urgency that this situation requires. We've seen more sessions, emergency sessions in the UN Security Council on, for example, Syria than on Yemen.
Well, the problem with the Security Council is that the United States, Britain, and France all have veto power, and they are involved up to the necks in the war in Yemen. There are British troops and French troops on the ground. The British and Americans also are providing reconnaissance, refueling planes, and supposedly they're also involved in the prisons. And the latest reports are that the UAE in particular, they're sexually assaulting prisoners, using torture, other things. But the United Nations Security Council could not come to an agreement, and they had a closed door session, but I can pretty well guess for 100% certainty that it was the British, the Americans, and the French that prevented any sort of statement from coming out, and the Security Council for taking any action. The Red Cross, the United Nations wants to take Hodeida as a neutral city and take over so that it allows food and medicines and other supplies to get into the people of Yemen. But until the parties on the ground agree to that, and of course the Hutus and their allies say they're going to fight to the death, and, you know, I don't see the same sort of energy or sort of commitment from the soldiers that are attacking Hodeida. But in fact, the UAE lost one of their top officers in the attack. So you're getting an awful lot. And there was, you know, reports that the UAE and Saudi suffered massive casualties and loss of equipment. But the war is grounding on, and it's amazing how the people of Yemen are resisting this aggression from Saudi Arabia and
indeed,
from the UAE.
On that note, we're going to have to leave it there. That's international human rights lawyer Edward Corrigan joining us via Skype from Ontario. Mr. Corrigan, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.